Philly Fed Manufacturing Index Rebounds Despite Pessimistic Outlook. By John Carney on August 18, 2022. Business conditions in the northern mid-Atlantic U.S. improved in August, a survey of manufacturers indicated on Thursday. The Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia said its index of general business conditions in the region rose into positive territory after two negative months. The index rose from -12.3 in July to +6.2. The unexpected rise in the Philly Fed index. Economists had forecast the index would remain negative at -5, provide some relief from fears that manufacturing growth may have come to a sudden halt. That concern was sparked by an unexpected crash in the Empire State Manufacturing Index reported by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York on Monday. The NY Fed's index saw the second worst crash in its history in August. A plurality of 46.9% of manufacturing businesses said there was no change in the month. 26.2% said business activity increased in the month and 19.9% said it decreased. The Philly Fed pointed out that despite the improvement, the 6.2 reading is low. Businesses also remain pessimistic, although slightly less so than a month ago. The index of expectations for conditions 6 months ago rose 8 points but remained negative at -10.6. The share saying they expect business activity to fall was 28.8 and the share saying they expect activity to be higher was 18.2. The barometer of new orders improved but remained in negative territory at -5.1. Unfilled orders also improved but remained negative at -1.8. Inventories turned positive, as did the measure of delivery times. Expectations for new orders also remained negative, although less so than in July. Shipments improved 10 points from 14.8 to 24.8, but expectations dipped a bit. The employment index rose with 27.9% of manufacturers saying they increased payrolls and just 3.8% saying they shrank payrolls. The average workweek was reported as unchanged by 93% of companies. No companies reported a shrinking workweek and 6.1% reported a longer average workweek, dropping the index from 6.4 to 6.1. Expectations for both payrolls and workweek both improved. There was good news in the inflation measures for August. Both the indexes for prices paid and prices received continue to indicate widespread price increases but declined for the fourth straight month. The prices paid gauge decreased 9 points to 43.6, its lowest reading since December 2020. 56% of the firms reported increases in input prices, and 12% reported decreases. The current prices received measure moved down 7 points to 23.3, its lowest reading since February 2021. Almost 31% of the firms reported increases in the prices of their own goods, 8% reported decreases. Unfortunately, the measure of expected prices paid and prices received rose. The share of businesses expecting prices paid for materials was 60.7 and the share expecting lower costs was just 12.9. The share expecting to charge higher prices 6 months from now was 53.6 versus 8.6 expecting to charge lower prices. This month's special question asked firms about their expectations for changes in their own products and for U.S. consumers a year from now. Businesses said they expect to keep raising prices but they expect broad inflation to be even higher. The median forecast was for an expected increase of 5.0% in prices of their own products, unchanged from when this question was last asked in May. The median forecast for inflation was 6%, down from 6.5% in May. Over the long run, the firm's median forecast for the 10-year average inflation rate was 3.0%, down from 3.5% in May. Manufacturers reported an increase of 10.0% in their own prices over the past year, up from 6.0% in May. The Philly Fed survey polls manufacturing firms in the 3rd Federal Reserve District, which includes eastern Pennsylvania, southern New Jersey and Delaware. The August poll was conducted between August 8 and August 15.